It was a busy weekend of action at the GA ground, Markovich Park GA ground in Sligo. But with that, Sligo's county ground, with that, as per usual, comes large crowds and lots of traffic with associated parking difficulties. Now, this particular caller contacted us yesterday in relation to aspects of the parking manoeuvres by some in the Markovich Park area of Sligo over the weekend, namely ignoring double yellow lines and parking bollards and general parking directions and parking up on footpaths, which he feels has now become a serious safety issue. So here is what he had to tell us about the weekend.
It's just getting out of hand when there's a game on here in Markovich Park. They're parking on footpaths, parking on corners. They're ignoring the Garda bollards. They seem to just park wherever they want. I'm not saying all the supporters do this, but the biggest majority of them just seem to abandon the cars and just get into the game to watch it, you know.
Which is frustrating for residents, and I don't know if you're a resident in that area, but it's a lot of houses up there. It's a busy road, as we know.
Yeah, there's a lot of houses up here, and there's HSE houses up here. And yeah, for these people now to have to go out on a Saturday or a Sunday when there's a game on, they have to walk on the road, the main road, to get past these cars. You know, and like that's not on. That shouldn't happen.
Has it always been a problem, caller, or has it become worse lately, do you think?
It has always been a problem up here. Because they park in the corners. Yesterday there was a well-educated man in this town. Came up, parked right on the corner again on the Markovich Heights. There's a Garda bollard down, and he just ignored it and parked in the corner and abandoned the car. He couldn't get past on the footpath. So anybody coming out would have to walk out on the road to get around his car.
So, as you say, ignoring double yellow lines, parking on footpaths.
And there's a cycle lane as well going up Pierce Road here, and they ignore that. They park in the cycle lane. And actually, yesterday night, there's a woman that came out. She had to walk from Romer Furniture down nearly as far as the lights on the main road. She was pushing the pram. She couldn't get down the footpath. So what does it take, Niall? Somebody to be knocked down and killed?
And that's your worry, caller, it is.
That's it, yes. Like, you know, it's getting out of hand, you know.
Right, okay. So, I mean, is it the GA or is it the Gardaí or is it a combination of everybody to ensure
well,
that...
you've done a thing there, Niall, a couple of weeks ago here, but and the superintendent was on about keeping the footpath clear. You had a lady on here, a blind lady on, talking
That's
about
correct.
It.
That's correct, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, Andy, I don't know if it's the Guard or it's the GA. No, but the guards, they come up and they put out the bollards and they're just ignored, you know. Now, yesterday, Saturday, there was a good presence of guards here in Markovich, but yesterday, there was none.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I think parking, it was busy in Markovich Park at the weekend. There were various games on, but parking has always been a problem. I mean, it is the county ground, as we know. There's always been a problem with parking, isn't there?
Always been a problem with parking up here. Like, I don't mind. Why can't they have some of these games out to Strand Hill Road, where they have great facilities out there for parking, and they have a great pitch and all out there.
Yeah, out in Scarden. Okay, I think an added problem, as I recall from this program, I think it's an ongoing problem. You have a situation then where people attending matches are parking their cars in housing estates in that area as well.
Well, on Saturday here now in Rathana up here, it was just chaos here in Rathana. They just parked the cars and abandoned the cars, you know.
Okay.
Now, when there's say a Rovers game on, a soccer game on, and they're not anti-GA or a great supporter of soccer, but like the states are blocked off. They have barriers up and keep the cars from going into the states, you know.
Okay, and that needs to be the situation around Markovich Park as well, you would say.
Yeah, it needs to be sorted around Markovich Park here.